And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, here's a couple of right old bandits. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Beck Tolo.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul V. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is our 6 month best of summer special time travelling business. Anyway, the long and the short of it is the first track is Real Sickies, Triage. Listening to the Spy Tones underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with Beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Real Sickies, track called Triage. We played it a few months back now. I absolutely love that song. Is that when it breaks into the chorus, it just makes me think of summer, Tony. Brilliant song. They are Edmonton, punk rock, and so much more. And the first of four tracks that I've chosen as my favourite the last 6 months on this show. Regular listeners will know we do this twice a year. There's normally some excuse for it.
Yeah.
This time round, it involves the fact that fuck knows where I am. I'm in Mallorca somewhere. So we're doing this in advance of that. I mean, I know roughly where I am, but whether I'll still be there, you know how these things work out.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was Real Sickies. They are brilliant. Edmonton punk rock. What is Real Sickies Bandcamp page?
realsickies.bandcamp.com.
Simple as that. RealSickies. Real. Sickies.bandcamp.com. Make it Tony 1, Paul the Internet 0. And on a show like this, that puts you in a very strong position, because the next two tracks are going to be ones that I have to guess the websites for. And I don't think I've ever guessed a website correctly in my life.
Well, I don't know. Sometimes you're pretty good, to be fair. Yeah,
well, I think you're blowing smoke at my ass there, Tom. Blowing smoke at my ass. If it sounds like I'm stalling, it's because I haven't got a joke this week. Probably shouldn't have read both the poems out last week. Would have had something. If you got a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title your email, Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. And Jeff, if you are listening, or indeed Chris, if you are listening right now, for example, we do have a lot of listeners, you just can't remember their names. if you are right now listening to this show and being angry because you've sent something and I haven't got it, it's because we've made this show in advance. All right? Now have a hot drink and an early night. Right. So you've got two songs in a row for us now, and you're going to tell me about one of them, and then we'll hear both, and then you'll tell me about the other, yeah?
Yeah.
Right.
So first up, the Short Fuses. Well, we played these back in
March.
They
could be named after me, couldn't they?
Yes. Yes.
Sorry, I thought you said penises. That's made me really angry for no reason.
So here's some action rock from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
And it's action rock. It's perfecto mundo, isn't it?
Yeah, we love action rock. We played most of the best ofs. I've played some kind of action rock. For the first 5 or 6 years, we've action rock's dawned upon us, but it's always been the kind of thing I love.
It's up your street, Tony.
Popper is. And, you know, and I didn't realise this, but this is where Miss Georgia Peach is from, which I didn't know either. So we played Georgia Peach as a solo artist. She's the singer in this band as well. Didn't know that.
Absolutely brilliant. I don't think I did.
No.
How about
there
that?
There you go. So it must be the band before
You'll
she went solo.
You'll be telling me next she worked with Prince.
You'd imagine so, wouldn't you?
Probably did.
So we played it back in March from the album Dawn of the Deaf. What is the Short Fuses Bandcamp page?
TheShortFuses.bandcamp.com.
Well, he says he's not very good at websites, but he guesses it right.
Fucking sweet.
Yeah, there you go.
This is the best ever special.
There you go. So that's Paulie B Internet 1, Tony 1, I think. So after this is Ravagers, but first up, this is The Short Fuses, and You Ain't Shit Without a Leather Jacket.
Cake.
you're listening to Guana Bats Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bench this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band you're going to tell me about right now. I figured things might go a little bit more smoothly if we did it this way rather than trusting you to do words.
You're absolutely right.
Correct. Let's hear it.
I don't talk rate. That was Ravages and the song Right to Kill, where they say they are street rock and roll from the guts of Baltimore.
Guts of Baltimore.
The album On the Loose. We played them back in March again. We were saying before the show, we've had some great songs the past 6 months. It's only the past couple of years, but certainly we've had a really strong 6 months. It was easy to pick songs. But that was Roger. I don't know more about them than that, but they're great. If you can check them out, please do so.
One thing I can tell you about them, Tony.
What's that?
Is that they are the third band in a row that we've picked of our best of the last 6 months from North America. And I have maintained throughout my life, really, that when life is bad, music gets good. And right now, the US and Canada are in a right mess. And there we go, great music.
Yeah, true. Yeah. What is Ravagers' website?
Ravagers.com.
Nope, it's ravagersgang.com.
That makes it totally two point of view, the internet wall.
Hey.
You'll be telling me next you haven't got any Facebook comments.
I haven't got any Facebook comments.
Knickers. Fortunately, if you tell people what they should be doing, I've then got a plan.
Yep, don't forget, please visit our Facebook page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment, do get in touch, respond to last week's show post, or put in the punky group, whatever you like, really, we will see it. Do get in touch. Tell us what it says. Did you disagree with any of our choices this week? Just get in touch.
Yeah. But, you know, this section of the show always requires a jingle. And fortunately, we've got one. It's only quiz time for Tony.
Quiz time for Tony. Tony, 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 quiz time.
So excited every time I hear that.
Excellent.
It's just brilliant. And actually, I think you may find this week's quiz time for Tony a little bit anticlimactic.
Okay. We'll see.
Anyway, three questions. I'm not going to give away anything about it, right? Just three questions, right? So in the past, it's been themed. We'll find out whether this one has a theme or not, okay?
Yeah.
Question one. Whose cover of an Iggy Pop song got to number 7 in the Norwegian charts in 1983?
Uh-huh.
Well, that would be the default answer, except that I think that in 1980... Oh, no, they didn't hang up. They weren't involved until about 85, were they? So this would be pre-83. Do you want to pick one of Norway's other great artists?
Don't know.
Perhaps A-ha is a young band. Perhaps Gravma and the Gravediggers with their classic They're Not Fucking With a Cactus is what I was which we did play on one of our very early shows. But no, it was actually David Bowie.
Oh.
And the song was China Girl.
Oh, okay.
All right. Next question. And David Bowie allegedly only put the song on the album because he'd co-written it with Iggy Pop, and it had come out on Iggy Pop's album The Idiot in 1977. But Iggy Pop was strapped for cash, so he said, if I put one of these songs on, you get some royalties. He went, oh, nice one. That's good mates, isn't it? Right, question two. Who had a 6-year spell in charge of Cardiff City between 2005 and 2011?
David Bowie?
No, close though, David Jones. Right, because Bowie's name was David Jones. You see what we've done here? That is a terrific answer, Tony. And what I was hoping that you'd give me so I could spill the beans. It's a David Jones quiz. It's Jones time for Tony. Right. David Jones. He'd been a professional footballer for years. He actually got involved in a court case. He was found not guilty. It was an awful case. I remember it. Awful case. He was completely in the clear and had been shafted, effectively. But anyway, as a result of that, he then ended up being manager of Cardiff City, so it's almost like he got worse. But, it's a David Jones quiz. So, question three, Tony. What do you think the answer is to question three?
Jones, David?
No. As of the 3rd of May 2000, how many David Joneses lived in England and Wales?
Ooh. 2050.
I'm going to take your 2050 and I'm going to raise it to 14,341.
Wow.
There were just under 15,000 David Joneses in the UK. Sorry, in England and Wales. As of the 3rd of May 2000. So that means that we have discussed 14,343 David Joneses in this quiz, making it the most David Jones quiz ever. Quiz Time for Tony could make it into the Guinness Book of Records if the Guinness Book of Records recognised Funky Radio as a business, but they don't, so they can fuck off. And that was Quiz Time for Tony.
Quiz Time for Tony. Tony, 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 Quiz Time.
What a jingle.
Excellent.
I say that I'm tired of the work you do on the beds.
Oh,
I
yeah.
think I could ever tire of that. I say I'm never tired of the Facebook jingle, but Quiz Time for Tony, I think that's one of my greatest ever musical moments. I really do. It's all about you, this section. You thought it was going to be all about you, it is on its Facebook.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So now we're going to move away from North America, but we have been talking about England and Wales, so we're going to go back to another track that I played only a few weeks ago by arguably, I'd say, the joint best musical outfit to come out of Wales a long time. Tom Jones is, of course, Demented Our Go. They've had a hold up with their new album release. I'm not entirely sure why. It's something to do with the whatever they call it, the pressing of the album has been held up, I think. Hoping to get it out soon. This single, they managed to get out late as well, but a few weeks back. Absolutely great. The B-side Spoonful is also fantastic. I've spoken about Demented Art Go at length in the past. What is Demented Art Go's website?
DementedArtGo.net.
DementedArtGo.de. Oh. And I think at one point it was Demented Art Go .net, but it's been DementedArtGo.de for some time now, because the band are effectively now based in Germany. At least 50% of them are German, I think. That would explain why. Point of Incident 2, Tony 2. This is Black Valium.
Now, Black Valium burns your ears.
Sunlight, you've been born. Nathan, sunlight, you've been born. Dug a pit so deep I can light the fire around my heart. It's so, so dark, you won't see me. All the dead, the angel weeps. All the dead, the angel weeps. All the dead, the angel weeps. All the dead, the angel weeps.
You're listening to The Roots underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Demented Dog Go, Black Valley, and find out more, DementedDogGo.de. They are also playing for the second year in a row, the Psychobilly meeting in Santa Susana in early July, should you be there. They've also got a little tour of the UK coming up towards the end of the year. You'll possibly get more information about that in the future. Who knows? Did you do anything last week?
So as we say, this hasn't happened yet because we're pre-recording the show, but last week I did a wedding gig that I've been talking about incessantly for 6 months.
Yeah.
And obviously...
Give it some Christmas.
Yeah. Obviously, everyone was very happy to see me.
Of course.
They kept shouting my name. I signed autographs. Slept with three of the bridesmaids and then punched the vicar. But it went all right. Yeah, you know.
It's a shame you did it in that order.
Yeah.
You'd punch through the... Not saying that, you'd punch through the bronze face and slept with the big... It might have made more interesting reading. It's just par for the course so far.
Yeah, true. Standard, really.
Yeah.
Standard week, nothing much. How was your week?
I flew to Mallorca on Saturday. And I went to the resort of Peguera, which, without research, I've only then discovered, was a German resort, Tony.
Oh, cool.
And we had this at Demented Dog Go's German website. So I obviously decided to fit in with the locals. Now, knowing me as you do, what would I do to fit in with the locals, Tony?
Yeah, obviously, you'd wear a very short, dark, blonde wig and drink lots of bad lager.
Well, not bad, but actually, the first day I was there... I went into one of those, like, they call them supermercados, don't they? But they're tourist places. I went in there and I got a pair of budgie smugglers and I'll be wearing it around the pool. That is my plan. Anyway, when it happens, I'll tell you whether it does. There'll be photographic evidence, I'm sure. But I'm hoping to get a pair of budgie smugglers to fit in.
Lovely.
If I can find a mullet wig as well, I'll go for that.
That's what you want, yeah.
But yeah, so actually, but I can tell you that despite the sun and the fun and the fact that I'm all inclusive this week, Tony, it still hasn't stopped me shedding more than one tear about the demise of Poundland.
Oh, really?
I'm so upset about Poundland going, Tony.
Didn't know.
I spent a lot of time in there. Where am I going to get my jokes? And more importantly... Forest are now stuck with Jota Silva, so they can't return him because he was the Poundland veteran. they're under new management. No one knows what's going to happen. It looks like Poundland's going to close, isn't it?
Right, okay. No, I didn't know
I
that.
I can't believe they've been undercut by the supermarkets.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
It's awful. You get so much good stuff. Most of my smoking paraphernalia would come from Poundland. I've got all sorts of good they sell tubes of lube in Poundland for a pound, of course.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
You said that with genuine excitement, Tony.
Wow, it's all changing it.
I was actually looking for razor blades, and they're right by the sexual health section.
Right.
And I did notice that, yeah. Oh. And lube, mate. Oh, I got three.
Well, you'd be full Nazi, wouldn't you, that, right?
Yeah. Of course, yeah. I thought I can save the pennies and lube myself up willy-nilly at the same time. But not for long. I just hope it manages to meet up with Wilko's.
Right.
Who I really miss as well. You could get everything you needed in Wilko's.
Very similar, yeah.
You need anything, Wilko's. And now Poundland as well. It's like awful. So anyway, that's that. Shall we get back to happiness?
Yes.
Not our great song, by the way, that nobody gave a fuck about.
Nope.
But in fact, the next track from the vaults. Now, I'm cheating a bit. Last week... You played your track by Black Cat Boppers. I may have mentioned they were originally Get Smart. When I saw Black Cat Boppers at Billy Bootleggers in Nottingham, they actually did a couple of Get Smart songs I wasn't expecting. One of them was my favourite, a track called It's Up To You. But Black Cat Boppers do it a bit slower and a bit more swingy than Get Smart used to, because when Get Smart were around, they were very much towards the psychobilly end of things, and I'd say Black Cat Boppers are more to the kind of rock and roll swing end of things. So I thought we'd play the original, which I actually first heard this song, I think it was on an album called Zorch Factor 1. It was a compilation album that I bought in the late 80s, not realising at the time, that, because then when you're that age, any song that's a year old seems ancient, doesn't it? But this is probably quite a new song then. Get Smart don't have a website, Tony.
Okay.
What is Black Cat Boppers' website?
Blackcatboppers.com.
It is blackcatboppers.com. Well done, because I did ask you that question but last week, which in the time traveling thing is about 45 fucking minutes ago.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's Black Cat, and the K is, the cat is with a K. Blackcatboppers.com. No idea what the scores are here.
3-2? Ooh.
3-2 to me?
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah.
Well, look, I don't mind how you decide to do it. The important thing is, it's up to you.
Hey, where you going, baby? I'm going playing with my crew. I really want to rock in, cause I'm up in the room. Now if you want to join me when you finish them pretty soon, you're to the housework later. But the choice is up to you. It's up to you what you do, what you do, what you do. It's up to you what you do, what you do, what you do. It's up to you what you do, what you do, what you do. It's up to you what you do. Don't stop me at the tour, girl, cause I ain't doing wrong. I'm going out of rocking and I'm sure it won't take long. Now you look pretty lonely, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll get your sister over.
To Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Get Smart, track called It's Up To You, and the last bit of that song when he goes, it's up to you, it's up to you what to do, you what to do, what you do, what you do. They dropped that bit from the new version.
Oh.
Just saying. Just happens to be my favourite bit. Still great. Check out Get Smart related stuff at blackcatboppers.com. Have you got a gig guide? Have you got a gig for us, Tony?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Shouldn't have belittled it last week. Sorry about that.
Right. Thanks for your gigs. If you have a gig for me, don't forget
to email me.
Tony@punkyrager.com. I want to know who's playing, who are they playing, how much is to watch them play. The international does not have to be in the UK. You haven't done. To be fair, we are pre-recording the show, so you might have done. As you say, I just haven't got it. So this Saturday, though, fortunately, I found a gig because I'm playing one.
Brilliant.
As mentioned before, back in Bolton this weekend, Saturday the 28th. The Pockets Babies will be headlining with support from the Allergics, and Boggy Formby will be doing apparently what is his usual opening act. Is a bit of a standard.
Boggy
Formby.
You know who Boggy is, don't you?
No.
I think he was the lead singer with 3CR.
Oh, is he?
I think that was Boggy, yeah. And it's about the right area. They were filmed up there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I shall have to ask him. We are with the Henny Chickens.
He was an extremely big lad with a mowie.
That's what I remember, yeah. But I don't think this is... I don't know if it is him then. I think he's short. But I'll see.
Yeah, right, because Boggy 3CR, you know, as you well know, we did him on our first ever show.
Yeah, and then we saw them at the mill.
Oh, we saw them at the mill, that's right. It's big bands.
Yeah, so that's the Hen and Chickens in Bolton. It's free. Free entries, kicks off at half eight. So we'll be on 10, I reckon. I think we'll be doing a...
10 is probably our pass.
Doing a headline set that we haven't really practiced yet, but by the time get there, yeah, it'll be fine. That's it for gigs.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
La, 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 la. Right, who's next then?
So, next up, Twat Union.
Brilliant. I knew you'd pick this one as one of your favourites, by the way. I knew it.
Punk, all girls, and quite funny.
Yeah.
And the video for this is brilliant as well.
They were about a 6 or 7 piece band, aren't they?
So this is Singing the Rain. We played them back in March again. Punk rock 6 piece from London, theatrical feminist punk pop, but it's funny. I mean, I thought the video was really good.
They don't like toxic masculinity.
They do not.
No,
but I like that.
I wouldn't go around their house.
No, absolutely not. No,
because there'd be wires sticking out the walls. The shelves would be fucking hanging off. The top won't flush. I have a feeling that it's people like me that the next song is aimed at, but there you go.
It's a different generation. I wouldn't be allowed in their gigs, but
you wouldn't be allowed in.
No, I absolutely would not.
I think we should try to get in.
Maybe
the players should just go down and go, yeah, and maybe. And they say, you do know, don't you? What? Is that exactly? Leave.
I don't think the Babes would go down well on the set with them either. Oh well.
That'd be amazing.
But yes, but I do like them. So, what is... The band is Twat Union, of course. What is their website?
Twat.fuck.
Twatunion.co.uk, of course.
Oh, of course. Yeah. That's totally more important to me, this net less. What was it?
This is Twat Union and Singer of the Band.
People always think I'm the singer of the band, and when I say people, it's usually a man. Even when I walk into a room with my drumsticks, a guy comes over looking at my and says, you must be the singer of the band. You must be the singer of the band. He must play the drums, cause he is a man. I said, you must be the singer of the band. I walk into the room, they sample my tail. He says, watch out girl, you know you might break a nail. I promise you I'm definitely not a sexist, but a face like that, you couldn't be a bassist. You must be the singer of the band. You must be the singer of the band. He must play the bass, cause he is a man. I said you must be the singer of the band. I'm stood on the stage, tuning my guitar. He says, excuse me ma'am, do you know where you are? If you're struggling, I think there's a man at the bar who's the long lost cousin of Frank Zappa. You must be the singer of the band. You must be of the band. He must play guitar, cause he is a man. I said you must be the singer of the band. Ah, ah,
you're listening to Gnarly Wave underneath us right now. Thanks, Steve. That's a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Track Union, single of the band. And am I right in thinking that's trackunion.co.uk?
It is.
It is. They called themselves Track Union, knowing that it would mean they wouldn't get played on mainstream radio. And I have to respect them for that.
Yeah.
Very much like my old band, Cunt Bucket. No, fantastic band, aren't they? Really, really good. I am pleased that this song has done well, even though it has got the exposure of mainstream radio. Well done, Twat Union. Or, if I was a mainstream DJ, I'd say, and this is Twat Union.
Yeah.
Think of the band. You know, you always find a way around it, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
TWAT Union.
Yeah.
Rubbish. But anyway, brilliant song. Thanks for choosing it on this summer special. Are you doing anything this week?
I guess we're looking at the start of July now, aren't we? God,
no.
28th. Well, 28th Saturday.
That's next week.
All right. No.
Yeah, because this show is going to go out on the 24th, I think.
Yeah.
So you've got a week, before July.
That's true. So I was celebrating the last 7 days of June in the only way I know how, by working 7 days.
Yeah.
So gig on the Saturday. Apart from that, it'd be work around it, I think. Which another drummer got in touch, so at some point we've got to get them into an audition. But he's relatively local as well, so, and he's got a car, which is even better.
My God.
I know, amazing, isn't it?
It's too good to be true, Tony.
No. So we'll see.
He's local and he's got fuck me, you'll be telling me next, he's got drums.
You know what? Possibly. So yes, hope, fingers crossed, but again, because it's been a busy few weeks, we said, look, probably early July. But yes, so hopefully we'll get a practice in with them. You never know. You never know. I prepared to be disappointed, but you never know. What are you up to this week?
I'm on holiday with the Germans.
Right.
I am. I'm not just all-inclusive, Tony. I'm all-inclusive plus.
What does that mean?
I was getting all-inclusive plus. I didn't even know it existed. But the holiday I booked, it just came through. It said, oh, you're all-inclusive plus. All-inclusive plus, I think I may have mentioned before, means that there will be a bottle of champagne on my bed on arrival. I'm hoping it isn't open.
Oh.
And I qualify for late checkout, which is brilliant. Because my flight home is not until about 10:30 at night. So if I can get a late checkout, I can effectively stay in the hotel for the day.
Nice.
That'd be brilliant. I haven't been planning on doing anything this week. I was planning on maybe having a day trip to Parma, which is the capital.
Mm.
They have also had recently a lot of anti-tourist protests, the same as I accidentally encountered when I went to Tenerife last year. So who knows, maybe I'll get stuck in the middle of another demo if I'm really lucky.
Nice.
We'll see. But I don't know what else really. I might tell you a bit about it when you get back. But
yeah.
It's very much a relaxation holiday. That is the plan. But as you know, the last time I went on a relaxation holiday, they had the largest power cut seen in Western Europe in the last fuck knows how long.
Yeah.
And they also had the worst rainstorm in 21 years. So let's see what happens this time. Plague of frogs?
Maybe.
Well, saying that, I don't know whether we'll get any French there. Right then, two songs in a row now, Tony. These are for me as well. These are two that I've picked. Right, Stay Tuned for Voodoo Love Gods. I did say when this song was first played, this is going to be in our best of.
Yeah.
I hate the secret of that. But first, Bloodshot Bill. And we're turning back to North America, because a track usually from London. So we got a Welsh band, a South Coast English, and a London band in three. And now we're going back to North America. And an article, Bloodshot Bill. He's a Montreal madman. He got an EP out earlier this year. He gigs all over Europe as well. You know, I'll say a big name. He's a big name within garage punk circles. And this EP is, at best, I would describe it as quirky magnificence.
Ooh.
What is Bloodshot Bill's website?
Bloodshotbill.com.
It is bloodshotbill.com. It's Tony Moore, point of view and internet less. Stay tuned for Voodoo Love Gods. This is Sheesh Talk.
from the Middle East. It tastes the most, but it costs the least. I said you can buy from a little stall with a guarantee that it'll be halal. They take a chicken and they give it a juke. Duck and bow the shish toke. Let's go. Some potatoes down underneath. Put in tomatoes and a garlic sauce. Crappy to feed her, it's a weary boss. It's a meal that's fit for a posher duke. Duck and bell, the shish taouk. Yeah. Just a souvlaki. You can't be serious, you sound so wacky. It's a blend of spices that are built to please and make you wish that you were Lebanese. You'll eat so many that you wanna puke. Now you're addicted to shish taouk. Let's go.
Sandwich. From the CCP.
you're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Voodoo Love Gods, a track called Chinese Spy, all the way from Hagerstown, Maryland. We'll come back in that second. What is Voodoo Love Gods Bandcamp page?
VoodooLoveGods.bandcamp.com.
It is VoodooLoveGods.bandcamp.com, making it, Tony, even more poorly be the same amount or less. They seem to be bringing out sort of random tracks at present. You'll find out. I did notice as well that I picked them out from Hagerstown, Maryland, and you did pick one of your early bands was from Baltimore, weren't they?
Yeah.
Which is also in Maryland. How about that? And I'm saying Maryland because I'm sick of English people saying Maryland. We've talked about this before. There's an advert on British television at the moment where someone says Maryland. Even worse than that, there's a quite big, relatively big known advert for a famous brand that the voiceover is some young woman saying schedule.
Right.
Fucking write off. But anyway, that is Voodoo Love Gods, Chinese Spy. And I thought that must have been an old song because they never get away with having those lyrics now. And they gleefully sent me an email saying, oh, au contraire, monsieur, this is a new one. Oh, I should say as well, I got a fantastic email from one of the bands that we played the other week. And was it Chris Rolling Squad?
Could be.
It was, wasn't it? And I will be reading that out on next week's show. It's absolutely tremendous, and you will laugh when you read it.
Oh, cool. Nice.
But yeah, if I'm taking a bit more time here than maybe I would normally, it's because I believe this show is this show's section is called Not a Twat. Am I right?
Yes.
Oh dear.
Yeah, no twat at the moment. So, but you know, if you ever got a twat for me, don't forget, if you can email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Oh, the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. All twats, super thanks. Every twat's one, two. Get your twat in. It'll soon be July.
Get your twat in.
Yeah, get your twat in. There you go. Yeah, nothing.
That's
I've got nothing.
You got nothing. Yeah.
Got nothing.
Well, I haven't either. This is your bit, really. I've already gassed on a bit, haven't I? Is there anything else we need to discuss before we move on to the last song, do you think?
Well, it's a big reminder that we're not far from our 20th birthday soon.
Oh, yeah. Not only is this a summer special, we've got the 20th birthday coming up, so let's make sure you get all of your gifts and presents sent to us. Maybe you can mention how people can make financial gifts that we can turn into things we want.
Yes, you can
like dodgy smugglers.
Exactly. You can go to punkyradio.com and there's a donate button on there. It takes you to our PayPal, which I think is paypal.me/punkyradio. But punkyradio.com, the link is on there. A little birthday gift, who knows? But also your messages, anything like that. It's, I think, 20 something, whatever the Tuesday closes, 25th of July is. That'll be our 20th and 20 years of this shit.
Right, so
you're welcome.
So is it the 25th of July?
20 something like that.
It's 20 something like that. That is brilliant. That is the kind of accuracy this deserves. Our 20th anniversary is on the 20 something like that of July.
Yeah.
Brilliant. I'm looking forward to that one.
The 22nd or
29th? The 22nd. It will be the 20 something of July.
Yep.
Our 20th anniversary show. What would you do if you got a load of money through people saying, you know what, fellas, 20 years of giving up your weekends, 20 years of not being able to do the things you wanted to do, 20 years of endlessly researching bands and doing tech work and having to go out of your way to get stuff done. Do you think if they did give us a few fucking shekels, what would you do with the money?
I don't know. I spent so long just streaming into the void, I just don't really know what I'd do with life anymore. I'd get one, I think. Can I afford a life at this point? I'd buy one of them.
A man with an enormous beer gut has just walked past my window. I don't know how he can possibly have a gut that big because he hadn't got a car. He lived up the road from me and he walks up and down that hill to go to the shop to get booze every day. And it's a steep hill, you know, it's quite a big hill. And I'm amazed that he's managed to stay the size he has. I think it takes dedication. If you were interested as to what I would do with the money, Tony, I would sign up for a degree in feminism because, quite frankly, there are gaps in my knowledge.
Never too late to learn, is it?
It really isn't. And they did say, I saw this thing a few years ago where every person over the age of 40 should get a life coach under the age of 25. It's quite a good idea, isn't it, to help them out with all that, like a young mentor to say, no, this is why you can't say that anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
This is why that's not funny anymore. Okay, try and tell that to my old grouchy mates. But anyway, yeah, so yeah, perhaps I'll do that instead. Perhaps okay. I'll just buy a young person.
Yeah.
Send me enough money, I'll buy a young person. I'll let you know how it goes. I don't think they cost very much these days, to be honest. They're two to a penny.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
They're all on the chance.
Yeah.
So anyway, what's the last track this week that you picked as our summer special, which has been so joyous and positive that we've ended up the show by me effectively saying, I'm going to buy someone under the age of 25?
So from my one of my favourite show to my one of my least favourite places in the world, Antwerp.
Well,
Antwerp's fine, but the ring road's a bastard.
Yeah, oh my God. There's no negotiating it, is there?
There's no negotiating.
There's no negotiating it, Tony.
Whichever angle you come at it, it will screw you either way. You know.
It's also a bisexual ring road.
Exactly.
See, that's why I need to sign up for this course. If you're getting it at both ends of the Antwerp ring road, I need to know why.
Yeah. The band is called 4IM.
Well, just before we get into the band, Tony, I should say as well that I've reached a point in my life where we've heard about the Antwerp Ring Road so often that now, in exactly the same way that I'll say, how did last night go? And I'll go, it was an absolute chowder wedding. Now, they'll say, well, how complicated is this? And I just say, complicated? It's like the Antwerp Ring Road. So yes, anyway, 4AM, go on, tell me about
4AM.
Are they from Antwerp?
They really are. They're melodic skate punk from Antwerp.
Love this. I know what's coming, I love this song.
This is a great song. This has got a real strong Offspring vibe for me. It's that kind of North America skate punk kind of feel to it.
Which is right up your street as well, we should say. That and grunge, isn't it? They were your things, weren't they?
In fact, most of the bands, I think, have been female-fronted for me this week. Because I'm back on form.
No real surprise there, Tony
Moroney.
No, not
really. But this is a great song. I've listened to the album.
What are you, Tony Moroney, then? I don't think I've ever called
Tony Moroney.
I know a girl called Bonnie Moroney. Stick a macaroni.
I had some chocolonely the other day.
Did you have some chocolonely?
I did. They were nice.
Once we get into this thing, the world of Tony, it is there, isn't it? You're absolutely everywhere. There's a Tony to do with every aspect of our lives. I am surrounded by Tony.
We're getting there. The Tonys were dying out for a long point, but I think now it's, I think the brand's expanded.
My God, they must be fucking flying back.
Yeah. Everyone wants a Tony, don't they?
Every time I go into a doctor's waiting room, I sit down, I look around, I go, Tony, 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 Tony. And then they start doing Radioactive Rat songs. It's amazing.
Quattro. Yeah, so...
Only the lonely.
So 4IM, it's a great band.
I am the one and Tony.
You can check them out, do. Each week to do
miss.
So...
all the Tony stuff when you're dead.
Yeah? No one else will. Unless I get a young person to love me. Well, that ain't gonna happen.
See, that's where you overstepped the mark. I only said I was gonna buy one. You've gotta get in there with the fucking kiddie fiddler.
Young person could be someone under 40 at this point in life.
Well, that's also true, yeah. And the thing is that they could be the one loving you, and you could be going, back off, young person.
Exactly.
I don't need this. I'll take you back, Tony.
As I say,
you're not a kiddie fiddler.
No. I'm just people.
Which
just
means
me.
That actually you would qualify to manage Cardiff City. Right, go on.
Right. So check them out at the Bandcamp page, which is
4IM.twerp.
Antwerp.
Yeah, it's not Antwerp.
Oh, okay, yeah. No, it's 4iampunk.bandcamp.com.
4uarpunk, Tony.
Oh, there you go.
4iampunk.
4iampunk.
Dot what? Dot com?
Dot bandcamp.com.
Dot bandcamp.com. I think it was the Bandcamp bit, sorry. It's probably being in set. Next to nothing. Go on, what's on?
Alright, so this is 4am and Jack shit his pants.
That's about the size of it for this week's Punky Radio Summer Special. That was 4iam and Jack Shit His Pants. It's been a great song, as ends all the rest of this week. We'll be back to as close as normal as we get next week. If I remember, I will read out that email. In the meantime, Tony, maybe you could mention one or two ways they can listen to the show in the way they haven't done before.
Yep, don't forget, do visit our website, punkyradio.com. Latest shows on the front page, all the shows in the archive, do check them out if you can. 20 years nearly of stuff in there. You can also find it online at various stations like punkyradio.com, radioandes.se, radiofolkson.com. if you're down with the fire, you can find us on Spotify,
Matt Berry.
In the podcast section, of course, it's a good way to listen, assuming they don't remove our shows, which they keep threatening to. Again, punkyradio.com if that happens to you. Amazon Music's got us. And, you know, if you haven't put your Alexa right into the woods, you can get the Alexa skill for Punky Radio. Go to school store, so it's Punky Radio. Download it, it's free. Thanks to Poco for that one. Again, you crazy Hunknolian. And yeah.
you've got it all in this final session. Will we get a threefer?
Oh, well, and then if you haven't got time for that, get a TDW.
Say goodbye,
Tony. Goodbye, Tony.
A boog, a boog. But you can't. But you can't. Yeah.